Amen. But I was back there, and I kept feeling the Lord just kind of tug on me.
Yeah.
About talking about Simeon a little bit. Amen. And I thought brother got up and he began to testify and just talk about Simeon. And I kind of just shared just a little bit. And then if this don't go nowhere, I'll preach to you. Amen. What I thought the Lord just dropped my heart. Amen. But I thought the Bible said that Simeon was a just and devout man.
Yeah.
And he was waiting on the consolation of Israel.
All right.
I thought the brother said it so good. It said that he was a man that was full of the Holy Ghost. And I thought as I begin to just dwell upon this, amen, and just think about it back there, amen, it come to my mind, amen. I thought the Bible said that Mary and Joseph took that babe, amen, and they took it back, amen, to the temple to do what was according to the law of Moses.
Right.
Amen. But when they took that child back in there, amen, to dedicate him back to the Lord, amen, something, amen, stuck out to me when Simeon, amen, laid eyes upon that child. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that he picked that child up. Amen. And he began to rejoice, amen, with that child in his arms. Can I tell you, amen, I don't feel like, amen, myself, amen, that he just picked that child up. I don't feel like he picked Jesus up in his arms there and just cried just a little bit. He may have, some tears may have flowed down his face. And I just tell you, I kind of feel like it. Amen about it. I feel like he was full of the Holy Ghost. And I feel like when he picked that child up, amen, I feel like, yes, tears did streamed out his face. But I believe, amen, he may have rejoiced a little bit. Amen, he may have even shouted for all I know. Amen, why do you say that? Amen, because, amen, listen to me. Amen, he said, amen, now, Lord, amen, see, something happened when he found Jesus. Amen, when he got to lay eyes upon him, something happened there with that man. Amen, something changed. Amen, you see, he had a promise that he wasn't going to leave till he saw the Christ. Amen, but once he laid eyes on him, there was something that dawned in his heart. This is him. This is the Christ. Why do you say that? Well, he said this. He said, now let thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have beheld thy salvation. I want to tell somebody here tonight, amen, if you don't know the Lord, it'd be a good night to meet him. It'd be a good night, amen, to accept him in your heart. Amen. And you can leave here knowing that you're ready to meet the Lord. Would you lift your hands and praise him tonight?
Yes. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You meet us in this house, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
God,
hallelujah.
I praise you for it. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm trying to move on. This just keeps coming to me. So I'm just going to step out here. Amen. There was a woman there. Amen. Her name was Anna.
Anna.
Amen. And Anna, the Bible said, was a prophetess. Amen. And there she was there. Amen. She was a widow there. Amen. And I thought, amen, that when she saw Jesus, she knew that that was the Redeemer. Amen. Of the world. Amen. And I thought, amen, there is she. I thought I'd done some studying on that a while back, Brother Jason. And Anna, there, amen, if you study about her, it's not clear to me right now. It's either the tribe of Abner or the tribe of Asher. I can't remember. Amen, that she was from. I want to tell you, at this time, that tribe that she was in, amen, it was scattered everywhere, if you study that out. But Anna, amen, was not just everywhere. She was waiting on the Lord, on the promise of the Lord. My friend, amen, tonight I want somebody to know, amen, if you've been searching, if you've been looking for something, amen, I'll tell you what you need is in this house. I said what you need is in this house. What we were singing about in this house. His name is Jesus. There is no other name, amen, which a man can be saved, amen, under but the name of Jesus. I want to tell you tonight, it'd be a good night for somebody, amen, to give their heart to the Lord. Amen. Why do you think hell's fighting the way it is? I want to tell you why. I believe, amen, that hell, amen, is against, amen, and fighting full force. Amen. When he knows that there is somebody, amen, that can be called, amen, that can get out of his grips and the hold that he has on them. But I'd like to let the devil know tonight that when Jesus speaks the words, amen, there ain't a devil in hell that can stop you from being saved, amen, and delivered by the power of God.
That's right.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I ain't planning on going this route. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, it'd be a good night for somebody to meet the Lord. Hallelujah. I said it'd be a good night for somebody to meet the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, hey, I'm trying to step out here and obey God. But I'm telling you, some of you probably heard me tell this, and I don't tell it too often, but I feel like sharing it tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, Nicodemus come to the Lord, and when he came to him, he came to him in the nighttime. Amen. Why did he do that? Hey, I'm telling you, I'm feeling a little better. Hallelujah. I said I'm feeling a little better right now. Amen. Why do you say that? Well, Jesus is over the service. The Holy Ghost is the leader. Hallelujah. Oh my. I thought Nicodemus come to the Lord there at night. Why did he come? Amen. Well, I feel like there's a few reasons. I'll just share this. Amen. I'm telling you, Brother Jason, I'm trying to behave here. Amen. And I feel like just stepping out here, that's all right. Amen. If I miss it, I miss it. Amen. And I'm telling you, I feel like we need to pray in church right here tonight. Hallelujah. I thought, amen, he come to him at nighttime. Why did he come to him? Well, I'll tell you what I really feel like. I feel like Nicodemus knew the word. He knew the law of Moses. He knew, I mean, brother, I believe he could ask him, and he knew a lot about the law. Amen. But can I tell you, he knew there was something that was different about this man named Jesus. Oh my, can the church please pray tonight? So I'm telling you, hell would like to shut this down. Amen. And I need to pray in church, because we need for the power of God, amen, to sweep through here and deliver here tonight. I believe he knew the law. I believe he knew it inside and out. But brother, when he began to hear and begin to see Jesus touch the weak, touch the lame, touch the blinded eyes, and they begin to see, and the deaf ears were unstopped. I'm telling you, he knew, amen, when he came to him. He said, I know that you're a teacher. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, there was something different. And Nicodemus knew it. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, when you, amen, Nicodemus began to talk to the Lord there. Amen. She got a curiosity. Amen. Started building up, because he knew there was more to this thing, amen, than just the law. But there was something different that come into the heart when Jesus would touch them. And can I tell you tonight, Brenda, there's a lot of churches that know this Bible inside and out. Amen. Yes, there is. But there are few, amen, that really knows what it's like to be forgiven of their sin and to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm telling you tonight, it'd be a good night for somebody to give their heart to the Lord. Lift your hands and magnify God in this place. Oh my. Hallelujah. I'm just going to share this. Amen. I'm trying to probably flip things. Amen. But I believe also. Amen. I'm just going to try to obey God. I believe also, brother, torment and darkness. Amen. That's why that he come to him in the nighttime. Amen. I thought I preached the message. Amen. Hallelujah. On the night that I met Jesus. I'm telling you, amen, I don't like sharing this too much because I know some people probably think this is far-fetched. But this is my testimony. I'm just going to have to say it here tonight. And I thought, amen, I asked my wife years ago. I said, honey, can I tell this to places we go to? And I'll just tell you, I don't want to hurt my wife's feelings. Amen, I got a good wife. God's blessed me. Amen, with a good wife and children. And I thought years ago, amen, before I got saved, I was dating a girl who was an atheist. I was not raised in church. And I'll tell you this, my precious grandma had prayed for me many a times, and I had seen things that was in my body, sickness leave when my mama would pray. I knew there was something different, Brother Earl, amen, about my mama and what she had, amen. And I knew, even dating that girl, amen, that God was real, amen. She couldn't convince me. I'm telling you, the things that she was saying, it started working on my mind. Amen. And I'm telling you, one time we got in a little argument there and we split up. I was telling this, I believe in God, she didn't. Amen. And I want to tell you this. And I prayed, amen, many a times after that, Lord, save her. Let her have an experience with you that where she knows that you're real. Amen. And I'm telling you, that's what it's going to take. Amen. And I thought one night, amen, right there in the middle of Brown County, Indiana. I'm just from a little old country church out in the middle of country. Ever been to little Nashville? It's just an old, I mean, there's nothing there but woods, miles and miles. Amen. And I'm telling you, I was laying out there one night, and I was laying under them stars. Oh, hallelujah, pray for me, honey. Amen. I was laying out there underneath them stars, and I began to talk to the Lord. And I said, Lord, if you're really real, would you show me that you're real? I'm telling you, a still small voice spoke to me, Brother Earl, and it said, what would you have me to show you?
Yes.
Oh my, I'm telling you. Well, I knew it might get a little tight quiet. Amen. I'm telling you, I feel like preaching just a little while. Hallelujah.
Come on.
I'll just tell you this. Now, people may fall out with me right here. I really feel like at that time, Brother Jason, I could have asked for anything.
Yeah.
I really do. God already knew what I was going to ask him. Amen. I'm telling you, I was laying out there, amen, on the hood of a little car. And I was looking at a star in the sky. And I began to talk to the Lord there. And he said, what would you have me to show you? And I said, Lord, you see that star that I'm looking at? I said, Lord, would you move that star for me? Amen. I kid you not. Just a few minutes went by, and all of a sudden that star was over here, and that star didn't just move. I was thinking it was going to move just a little bit, but that star moved from this side of the sky all the way across to the other side of the sky, and it stopped right there. I thought almost immediately, amen, the devil started talking to me, and my conscience started talking to me and saying that was not a star. That was a helicopter. I'm telling you, I had my eyes fixed on that star, and I would not take my eyes from that star. And all until the breaking of the day went by, and I thought after just a little while, hallelujah, and then after just a few minutes later, that still small voice spoke to me. I'm telling you, the devil was telling me that wasn't a star, that was a helicopter. And all of a sudden that still small voice spoke to me again, and it said, how did he know which star you was looking at anyhow? Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, my friend, God hung the stars in the sky. I told that at one church, and the Holy Ghost spoke, and this is what it said. It said, I sent my messenger to snow if he needed to. He could bow the heavens down to the mountain. And that in one place we read how he stopped the star, the sun in the sky. What's too hard for God? I'm telling you, God knew where I was going to be. And God knew where you were going to be right here tonight. And I'm telling you, God has come looking for a soul tonight.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, my. Would you stretch your hands out? Right here.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. One man told me, Brother Painter, he said, nothing happens good after 11 p.m. Nothing good happens in the nighttime. Only mischief. Only sin. Amen. I'm telling you, when that man spoke to me that, it jumped into my heart. Amen. Yes, sir, something good happens in the nighttime. And I tell you this, man, I'm telling you, I'm going to Holy Ghost about 10 foot deep right now. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, amen? Job said, my maker gives me songs in the nighttime. David, amen. Hallelujah. Daniel got the interpretation to the dream in the nighttime. Hallelujah. Many great things has happened in the nighttime. And my friend, can I tell you what the most influential scripture, amen, that we have ever known to mankind? What is it? Would you quote it with me? John 3:16.
All right.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What are you getting at, Brother David? This is what I come to tell you. Amen. We read it in John chapter 3. And brother, we see Nicodemus coming to him at nighttime. But can I tell you where John 3:16 was written? It was written right in the middle of the night. Hallelujah. And I'm telling somebody in this place, glory be to God, it'd be a good night for somebody to do like Nicodemus and come and meet the Lord for themselves.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. Lift your hands right here. Amen. I want the Lord to have his way in this place right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God.
Oh my.
Lord, help us tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, help us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh God.
Brother Jason, I'm just going to say this. Amen. The devil, amen, is mad and upset. Amen. If you don't think he is, I'm telling you, brother and sister, you're wrong. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, the devil is running out of time. I said the devil is running out of time. And he is fighting full force. Amen. Against the people of God. And against the things of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight why hell is fighting like it is. Amen. But I'm telling you, and it seems like sometimes that it overwhelms us. And it overwhelms our minds. And it seems like we can't get past it. Amen. In the service sometimes. But my friend, with a sweet Holy Ghost sweeps through, I'm telling you, just in a second, just in a moment of time, amen, God can move, amen, all the things that the enemy, amen, is trying to move. I said it last night. I thought I went over two streets or so, a couple blocks over, and there was a man twitching over there. And can I tell you, I said, Lord, amen, I'd like to have, amen, somebody come. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, it may not have been how we thought, but brother, I'm telling you, God could save that man. God could save him right now. I believe, amen, he come looking for trouble, but my friend, God can deliver his soul from a burning hell. tonight, amen. I'm telling you, I'm just trying to step out here. I know everybody's thinking I miss it. Would you stretch your hands again? Amen. To Lord's heaven right here. Have your divine way right here. Honey, I don't think I'm going to be too much longer. I feel like letting, amen, somebody come and get us a song. Amen. And open this altar. Amen. Hallelujah. I thought one night, Brother Jason. Amen. Yes, night time. Amen. My pastor asked me, he said, I feel like having you preach tonight. We was having a tent meeting. I thought a lady come. Amen. When her daughter goes to our church, we've been praying for her for a long time. Amen. I thought she came one night. Amen. And I thought she sat on our pew. Amen. Right in the middle of that tent. And I thought, man, I preached the best I could, brother. I preached everything in me. I had a burden to preach to the lost. She never moved. And I thought, amen, years went by. We didn't see her. And I thought it's probably 2 years later there. Amen. We was having a revival. Just kind of broke out a revival. My home church. Brother Jay said, hey, brother, I want you to preach much this revival. I said, okay. Amen. So I got me a message. Amen. She came every single night to the revival. I'm telling you, I preached, it seemed like every night I preached to her. Amen. But I'm telling you, my wife can tell you this. She was not moving. And I'm telling you, it got to bother me because everybody else was feeling God but her. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, I thought she was leaving. We was walking out to the car and the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, she cannot feel my spirit. Amen. And I thought, amen, I began, amen, to talk to her. Amen. And I thought the next night, amen, I got up and I preached again. I mean, it seemed like the whole revival was just dragging. Amen. Couldn't tell why, you know, just, amen, dragging. God just, you know, and I ain't trying to point things. I just preach what God gives me. Amen. And I'm telling you, that night, amen, she sat there in that pew. And I said, ma'am, you can't even feel God. And then the Lord spoke to me. The Holy Ghost spoke to me. He told me, said, you can't even feel God. Amen. I'm telling you about that time, amen, somebody gave out tongues and interpretation. And it said, amen, if you will come this night, amen, not only will I save you, but I'll save your whole family. And I'm telling you, amen, God being my witness, now listen to me. I've always thought, man, we need to have a drawing. We need them to be drawn to the altar, and I believe that. And then I'm telling you, that woman, God being my witness, she testified and she said, I sat in that pew and I could not feel a thing. And she said, when I stepped down that pew and come down to that altar, I just did it on what God said. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, God being my witness, amen, that lady come up there and she prayed at that altar for about 20 minutes. And we fought hell, amen, over and over and over. Nothing seemed like it was happening. I said, Lord, you spoke the words. If she would come to this altar, you would save her. And I'm telling you, I didn't hardly no longer get that thought out of my mind. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost swept through that building. And brother, she went to weeping. And she went to crying. And God saved her. And can I tell you, within 2 weeks, God saved not only her, but God saved her whole family. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, and that what night is it? It's a good night to meet the Lord. I said it's a good night to meet Jesus. Yes. Would you stand with me across this house?
Oh, God.
Brother, get out of bed, I'll tell you. Oh, God, I'm trying to quit. I need a praying church right here. Tommy, come give me a song. Yeah. That sister going to church and prayed for her mommy.
That sister not, Lord.
And I'm telling you, I watched her weep and cry at that altar until the chain broke. Woo. And I'm telling you, it don't always happen like this. Amen, brother, it didn't take very long. And then I looked up, and she cut to them feet, and she raised both hands in the air. And I kid you not, the same night she got saved, God baptized her in the Holy Ghost. And I watched her and her daughter as they begin to spin like tops. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the devil's lying to somebody right now. I said the devil is lying to somebody right now. Can he save you? Yes, he can. Can he deliver you? Yes, he can. Can he set you free? Yes, he can. I'm telling you, there's no chain. And that's too big that Jesus can't break. I said he's a chain breaker. He's a heart healer. I'm telling you today, if you need salvation, I've got good news for you. That's why he came. That's why he came. To seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
Nicodemus, you got everything going for you. You got the money. You're a ruler.
Come on.
Yeah, but Jesus, there's something different about you.
Something different.
When you teach, you teach as one having authority. Oh. And I'll tell you this, August 13th, 2006, was the night I met Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Can I tell you this? The same thing that Simeon picked that child up. Oh, God.
Yes.
And he held him in his arms. And I tell you, I found that same Jesus. And I feel like telling you tonight, you can leave here with him in your heart.
There you can.
Oh my.
Hallelujah.
As my wife begins to sing, I'm going to quit preaching. But man, I feel the love of God. I know how this goes, brother. Amen. Sinners come, you know, and it seems like it binds the service now. There's a fight going on for a soul tonight. I want to know if the church will fight with me and war with me just for a little bit and pull for a soul. Amen. Nicodemus, it'd be good not to meet Jesus. Say, man, what's everybody gonna think? What's everybody gonna think of me? Hey, God, I'm telling you. Oh, what's everybody gonna think of me? What's everybody gonna think about me? And then Nicodemus didn't care. And then you know what Nicodemus done? And then he made his way to Jesus. And then he made his way to the Savior. I'm telling you tonight, what you need to do, my brother, this altar's open. You need to make your way to him. I said, you need to make your way to Jesus.
Come into your throne.
What's it gonna be tonight? Hey, amen. I love you. I'm a little disorder. Can I just make it easier right here? Will the church gather into this altar with me? Hey, amen. Let's begin to call on the Lord. Would you come? Come on. Come on, church. Amen. Don't hold back. Let's ask God to help us. Would somebody step out of that pew right now and say, Lord, I gotta have you. Lord, there's something different about this church. There's something different about what I feel here. And Lord, I need you right now.